Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance.
Hello, and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, a weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. My name is Matt. We are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. And that address is mvpinsure.us. Again, that's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can certainly do that as well. Our email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Now, as I am recording this morning, we have thunderstorms rolling through our area. With tornado season well underway in the Midwest, I thought it would be a good idea to share some tips to protect you in case of severe weather. Now, we found this article from the Red Cross with tips to help keep you and your loved ones safe during severe weather. Now, again, if you go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle of the landing page, click on Let's Talk Insurance. It'll bring you to our blog. And if you're listening later on, just in the upper right of that blog, there is a search bar, and type in Storm Preparedness Tips 2023, and that will bring you to the blog post associated with this podcast. Again, I'm only going to share a few of the tips here. I do want you to read the full article from the Red Cross. And on top of having storm preparedness tips, they've also got tips for if you've got young children, if you've got older adults, people with disabilities, pets, many, many, many more tips on that website for you to take a look at. But I'm only going to share a few tips with you today. First tip is find sturdy shelter. In cases where severe weather calls for you to take shelter, go to the lowest level in your home as possible, preferably without windows. For us in our house right here, if I got a weather alert on my phone saying you need to seek immediate shelter, we would be going down to the basement and then in our little home theater area. We got a little carpeted area with the play video games and watch movie stuff, a little carpeted area. So we would be down there. There aren't any windows there. If need be, if we needed to go smaller, then we would go into our little game closet. There's a small closet that does not have any windows and does have a door on it. So if need be, we could take shelter in there. If you live in a home that, say you don't have a basement, say you got a crawl space, or say you're on a slab, then you need to find an area, maybe a corner of a room, away from the windows, if possible. Some cases I've heard of people jumping in the bathtub and closing the shower curtain in case of severe weather, so that's an option as well. Get to the lowest level of your home. Now, if you live in a manufactured home, recreational vehicle, or other mobile homes, you should seek safety in a designated storm shelter or nearby sturdy building. If you live in a manufactured home park or an RV park, I am sure that they do have a designated storm shelter in case of severe weather. That is meant to hold many of the residents, if not all of the residents, for the manufactured home park or for the RV park. I would imagine that it would have to be some sort of state or government law that you would have to provide some sort of storm shelter for your residents or for your patrons in situations like that. If you're out camping or something like that, just try to find a nearby sturdy building to seek shelter. The next tip I have for you is clean up your yard. If there's time before a storm hits, put away or secure any loose items in your yard, from patio and lawn furniture to toys and tools. Secure anything that may become a projectile when severe wind rolls through your area. Trim or cut down trees close to your home, and keep your rain gutters clear of debris. And I don't know if you can hear that. The thunder is cracking right now. But and one of the suggestions was, is if you've got a gas or propane gas grill, that should be going into your shed or into your garage, detached garage. It should not be going into your home. If you can't get it there, then you need to secure it somehow. You don't want to bring a gas grill into an attached garage, because an attached garage is essentially is your home. You don't want to bring that into your home, but you do want to make sure that that is secured, if at all possible. Trim or cut down trees close to your home and keep your rain gutters clear of debris. It's pretty straightforward. I believe we talked about trimming your trees in the spring. If you happen to go around your house and notice that there are some dead tree limbs that are close to your home, close to the roof, you may want to call a tree service, or if you're able to get up there and take care of that yourself. Again, you need safety first. Don't try to trim your trees if you don't feel safe. Call a tree service. Better to have professionals do it than for you to get potentially injured trimming your trees. The next tip I want to share with you is share with children. Severe weather can create fear and anxiety in younger children. Involve them in your storm preparedness to help reassure them that you have a plan to keep everyone safe. From, you know, having them do small tasks like making sure that they, you know, you get the radio and the flashlight and, you know, other things together, to helping put together your storm kit. You know, these are ways that can and hopefully help your child with their anxiety, knowing that, again, that you have a plan in place, that you know what's going to happen or what you're going to do in case something does happen. Kids get anxiety about the unknown, so if you can kind of clear up that unknown anxiety, that would be much better for them. So definitely share with children. You know, don't quote unquote keep them in the dark when it comes to your storm preparedness. Last tip I want to share with you is have a storm kit in case of severe weather. We've talked about this before. In case of severe weather, having a storm kit together in one place can help you ease anxiety and also provide you with the supplies needed in case of power outage. The kit should include items like a flashlight with extra batteries, a weather band radio, 3 days of food and water for each member of the family, including your pets, and a first aid kit. Now, I have a link. You can check the Red Cross's website for information on what to put into your storm kit. I've got a link to the Red Cross's website talking about how to put together an emergency kit with the items that you should have on hand. Recently on Amazon's Woot website, I saw that their Survivewear, I think is the name of the business, Survivewear, they had some emergency kits available, and they I think were like half price. I found out after I received them why they were half price, but these kits have everything needed for two people for 3 days. So it includes a first aid kit with, you know, a lot of first aid items, you know, like compression bandages. There's a splint, just a lot of good stuff to have in a first aid kit. Inside the backpack, there's like paracord. There's a folding pocket knife with a seatbelt cutter. There's paracord, glow sticks. There is a weather band radio It's either a crank radio or it's got a solar panel on it. It's also got an LED flashlight in it, and it's got a USB port so you can charge your phone. And from the instructions that I read, one minute of crank time equals 3 to 5 minutes of either weatherband radio or flashlight. What other things were in there? There's like an emergency tent for two people. There was an emergency sleeping bag for two people. There's one of those Mylar blankets. It was supposed to contain 3 days of food and water packs for two people. But once I got the kit, I understood why it was half price, because the food and water were not in there. So I will have to go online and pick that up. There was like a survival whistle. There's, just about anything you could think of, really, to for an emergency situation. So they were half price. So I picked up a few of them. Just to have on hand in case something were to happen as far as a storm or whatnot. Like I said, there was no food or water in the pack, so I will have to replace that and go on Amazon and find the water sachets and the food bars that were supposed to be in there. It should be fairly inexpensive to replace those items, but that's something else you can consider doing, is going online. Amazon, see what kind of emergency preparedness kits they have available that may have just about everything that you need in case of an emergency. So be sure to check that out. And lastly, I found an article from Reader's Digest with a list of things you should not do during a thunderstorm, including you shouldn't take a shower during a thunderstorm. There are like 11 or 13 different things that you should not be doing during a rain thunderstorm. So I added that link to that article as well on the blog post for today. Again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. And that address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can certainly do that as well. Our email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. Again, my name is Matt. I hope you have a wonderful week. Hope you have a safe week. And if you're in Tornado Alley, I just send you good vibes and good wishes, and just stay safe. Until next time.